Tell me, what did you experience today? How did you see how this eviction happened?
Well, let me just think. Like, when we arrived, it was already, the people were already kettled in, and it was, what I think is this always, you've got so many policemen, and it's not as many protesters there, and I find this waste of resources is just an absolute atrocity, where people are complaining that there are no schools and not enough education, and so that's the first thing that struck me today as well when we arrived. And then what happened was more and more came, and there were less and less here because they were being evicted, and more came. And then the thing that really surprised me is that you have these RWE trucks coming in to take the people away, And also what I find, is this fire engines and this thing, I don't really kind of understand how that all belongs together. And what really pisses me off the most is that they're supposed to be here to protect us, and we're here trying to protect their future and the future of their children. And we're paying taxes, so that they can actually treat us badly on train tracks, That's what really struck me, everything that really struck me today. And now I don't know what to say anymore.
So what do you think of the camp, and what are your hopes like for
the camp? Is so beautiful. I really do. I think it's beautifully organized. I think the tents are so beautiful. They're so creative. And I think the workshops, all of this, unfortunately I missed that. I really wanted to go to the workshops. I think it's extremely important to educate people. I find that camps like this, we should have many, many, many more, maybe not as big, so that we can go out more to the people in the villages as well, because for me it seems like they don't really know what's going on, even though all of this stuff is all around them, So this is something I think is very important as well, decentralized camps, because we've got a lot of problems here in Germany as well. Something that I discovered the other day, I didn't know this was happening, but we've got fracking here, and I'm disgusted. I can't believe it. This Germany has got, such a high population, and fracking is going on here. And the worst thing about it is the politicians, and the way these things happen is very subtle. Nobody knows about it. Not even people that are working in the, Stadtrat. Some of the authorities, they don't even know, or they don't even bother to find out about it, And I heard there is a village with 27 households, and a third of this village has got cancer. They're living closest to the fracking site in, Niedersachsen. I just find this shocking. And I think that this does not come more into the media is disgusting. So that's why I think actions like this, because this is coming into the media, So this is very important. I think it's very important that more and more gets talked about this, that it becomes a discussion with people in their homes, that they just start to realize, that they start to maybe even research. And also with the police, I think it's very important to try to wake their interest as well. That I think is really important as well.
Okay, thank you. These were the last ones being evicted now.